All right. We're fucking. We're sucking. We're getting our little hogs absolutely ran through the mud. I'm trying to dip my boss hog in the mud. That's what I call having anal sex.
I'd actually like to fuck the mud.
I want to fuck the mud. Make a pussy out of the mud.
I've been living out here in the
woods.
Yeah,
boy, I'm trying to get out here. Get me make a pussy out of mud, boy.
I've been out here fucking the mud since I was two.
I ain't survive off nothing but crawdads and all the cum people be leaving in the mud. Mm-hmm. I drink they cum for protein.
Thank you very much. That is a guy who... fucks mud.
Well, that a guy who fucks mud, and then the guy who drinks the mud to survive. Mm. Might have been Pierre St. Pierre. I don't know.
Who knows? Well, we got Adam here, who's changed his name to Kiki.
Yeah.
Kiki.
After
do you love me?
Legendary Nick Kiki Vandeweghe.
Don't talk about the Knicks, man. We don't want to talk basketball. We recently have found out that the Nets have absolutely turbo cucked the Knicks and
also,
have signed both Kyrie and Durant, and I'm sad.
Yeah, it's free agency Sunday.
Yeah, so we got the ticker on. Nick is the most invested in it out of all of us.
Nick's got the Woj bombs coming through on alerts.
Nick,
where do you think Kawhi Leonard's going, Nick?
France.
You think he's gonna go to France?
He's gonna have a nice vacation in Paris. We were just there, I think.
Were we?
I think we were.
No, we were in Montreal.
Montreal.
And here's what I thought of. And actually, I liked Montreal, but here's what I thought of Ottawa.
Yep. I agree.
Fucking beast, piece of shit town.
I had fun in Ottawa.
What did we do? Actually, you know what? All I did
Nick
was take
I
an edible and go to bed.
Yeah, you were going to bed at like 7 p.m.
I fell asleep at 8:30 p.m.
Nick and I went to Walmart in the middle of the night. And it was
I was jealous.
Town.
That honestly sounded like a funny evening.
We were playing catch with the balls in the sports
I
equipment
doing
department.
That, dude.
Yeah,
was there anything funner as a child than going to fucking Sports Authority and shooting hoops indoors?
Yeah, but it would always suck when they had like that, like
the net
mm-hmm. on top of
fucking
the
pieces
yeah.
of shit.
That is like going to Sports Authority and you just curl the 50-pound weight one time, and you're like, why don't I just do this instead of going to the gym? I can work out for free in Sports Authority.
Like they wouldn't start recognizing you.
Yeah.
You think one curl? Can I do one curl and just be jacked?
Yeah.
One a day?
One a day, dude.
Yeah.
That's like one of those, you know, it's like, man, every day you just do 10 push-ups. That's how I stay in shape. It's like, really?
Just guys that are naturally jacked?
Yeah.
Are you guys talking about black guys?
Yeah. No, I was talking about a guy that's deaf.
Oh.
That's what he sounds
that's
like.
That's why he says mean.
Yeah.
Mean.
No, mean. I can't hear shit. Now, I'll be lip reading.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
A deaf, non-black guy from the Bay?
No.
Yeah. Not from the Bay.
I'm from Norfolk, Virginia. My ass is from Norfolk.
I'm trying to go to the Bay, dude.
I'm from Norfolk. What?
I'm trying to go to the Bay.
The Virginia Tidewater
Bay? The Virginia Tidewater Bay.
Chesapeake?
I want to go. No, the Virginia Tidewater. Listen, Adam, please.
Yeah.
I'm trying to go to Roanoke, Virginia. I'm trying to go to fucking...
How about Blow a Bloke, Virginia?
Blow a Bloke.
Blow a Bloke. You blow a British, guys?
Oi, mate.
Yeah.
I've had this... Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
That's Australia.
Oh, good sir, would you suck my dick,
sir.
Please? Good
Welcome bloke. To Blow a good Bloke, man. Virginia.
Blow a Bloke, Virginia. They got a big star on a hill there.
Virginia originally settled by gay British
very
guys.
Very creepy-looking star.
Was it really? Like where the original... settlement was? Wasn't Roanoke one of the
you
first?
You drive through no, Jamestown. You got a big fucking like creepy star on a hill that makes you
like
feel
that.
Like you're in like some satanic cult of a
I
city.
I don't fuck with that.
Yeah.
I had a burger once in Roanoke. When I was on tour with Wham City, we did a burger restaurant. Yeah. And they got to say, pretty good burger. So that's really? My... Wait, did I... Roanoke or Norfolk?
Roanoke.
Oh, never mind. I
Norfolk's
had the burger
down
in Norfolk.
By the water. Roanoke's like...
in the mountains.
Yeah, it's out by like Tennessee or some shit.
Yeah, I've never been there. I just remembered. I've been to Norfolk.
Yeah, it's weird because like Virginia's right there. You know, if you...
Or from Maryland or whatever. So you think like, oh, that's just Virginia. But you forget how fucking big
it's
Virginia
huge.
Is. Yeah. And so like you get into southern Virginia and like this is just the deep south.
Oh, it's crazy. It's fucked
and
up.
And it's still Virginia.
Yeah.
You could... One time I did a gig, I did one of the first paid gigs ever that I ever did was in Southwest Virginia. It was like a 4-hour, I was like, Virginia, yeah, I'll do it. Mm. And then I got home and like literally had to Google Maps. I didn't have a smartphone. Mm-hmm. And I looked it up, and it was like a 4.5 hour drive. Yeah. And I got paid $50, and I lost like, you know, $100 on the gig. Yeah. Eldis and Pete came with me, went to IHOP. I got food poisoning.
Nice.
I was shitting and puking at the same time.
Yeah, that happened to me in Virginia too, in Nick's car.
Yes, we've talked about it. I think we both, this keeps happening probably.
We talk about it a lot.
Yeah, but there's not many stories we have. When you consider that we spent the last 3 years doing nothing but this podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like,
what? Oh yeah, it's our life experience is over.
Oh, you're done.
There's nothing new. So now we have to be like, yeah, and one time a guy saw me wearing a yellow shirt and called me gay.
Mm-hmm. Damn. Did that happen?
No.
Oh.
But I did remember
that. About that seemed like a fake story.
That was setting off alarms.
You're making that up.
Dude,
it
I'm bragging.
Cool.
Sorry. Dude.
That's fake.
I don't
know
a yellow shirt. Uh-huh. I did remember a time where a guy made fun of me because I was crying because I had found out that my uncle, no, not that I was gay. I found out that like one of my uncles basically, you know, when it's like a friend of the family that you call an uncle, that he...
When
he
I was 4 years old, I cried because I thought I was gay because I cleaned my room and my uncle died.
Yes, that's correct.
That
that's
lyric?
That song, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He thought he was gay because his room was tidy.
Yeah.
Which, honestly, pretty gay.
He's gay.
I'm so glad that guy disappeared.
Macklemore. Suck Dicklemore?
Yeah.
I mean, just like, it was obvious to everybody that guy was garbage.
Yeah.
And then
he won Rap Album of the Year over Good Kid, Mad City, which is one of the biggest travesties of all time.
Travesties.
It was one of the biggest travesties of all time. He's rich as fuck, though, dude. One hit single and you're like a fucking billionaire.
From the thrift store song?
Dude, thrift store. That man is caked up for eternity off that alone.
Damn. Yeah. We should write a hit song.
But okay, let's do Fuck Store.
No, not Fuck Store. It can't be a parody. It has to be an original song.
It isn't. That's oh
it
yeah.
It has to be about so he likes going to the thrift store, so it has to be about something
we
like
to
do.
Do.
Yeah. With our free time.
Nick could write
going to the gym or something.
Kissing a guy.
No. I mean, it doesn't have to follow the formula of something we like doing.
Yes, it does.
No, but that's how
it's a hit
he found
maker,
something
dude.
That other people like to do.
No, no. The songs that do well are about like it describing emotional abuse and framing it as love. That's
okay.
How you write an iconic song.
Okay.
It's like,
okay.
I didn't want to cheat on you, but I found out that, you know, I could.
Yeah. Girl, I didn't want to betray your trust until I found out this other bitch would let me smash.
That's a good one.
Yeah, right.
I cherish you and I love
I wanna
you.
I want to be with you forever until I get a chance to fuck this other bitch who I thought she wasn't interested.
I thought no other girls but you wanted right. to fuck me.
But then I wrote that song and it blew up.
Oh, wow. And this is meta, dude.
Yeah.
You wrote the song before you did it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now everybody wants to fuck me. And I think that I should. I think I earned it.
All right. I think we got it, dude.
I love you. Yeah, I love you, but I earned more than that pussy.
Yeah.
By P-Bo Bryson.
No, what's our group name?
If ever I get a chance to fuck another bitch, I will. We had a once in a lifetime, but then I found out I could fuck another bitch. If ever you're in my arms again, this time I'll lie about cheating.
I've learned my lesson, girl.
I found out my friend who is a legitimate psychopath told me that it will make your relationship better.
It will.
Because
if the pussy be trash.
Because it,
then you
it
love your bitch girlfriend
you say,
more.
That it confirms how much you love the person?
No, I didn't say that.
What was the point you made then?
I
do it in the song so it's not about you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
First of all, I did not say this, but I was thinking
yes,
about my dad.
Did.
And he's been with the same bitch for 40 years. And what if one time he just got pussy and then decided that he was already with his soulmate?
That's true. You should be able to fuck someone else every 10 years to check in.
40 years is a long time.
40 years is too long for no
long
pussy.
Time to fuck the same pussy.
40 years is a long time.
The polyanthem. The non-monogamy anthem. What? I love you, but your pussy is trash.
Anyways, yeah, you could write a song
if
like that.
If I could just fuck another bitch if every I could once just in fuck a while.
Just one extra bitch. That's all
just
I'm
one
asking.
More bitch.
Just let me fuck one extra bitch. I only want one extra pussy.
I just wanna fuck one more pussy.
Yeah, we
baby.
Should we can get like a big church choir. Could be a big like an orchestra.
One more you pussy know I love me. You, but I can't deal with just one pussy. You know I gotta have just one extra pussy.
Damn, dude, we got a couple in here.
Yeah.
That I really
whole
like.
Whole compilation. Mm-hmm. Time Warner Classics presents. Hi, I'm Jonathan Frakes. Have you ever wanted to fuck another bitch? It's just beyond belief. Mm-hmm. It's both a compilation of songs mm-hmm. about cheating, but it's also the show
it's
Beyond Belief.
It's an episode of Beyond Belief.
Yeah. It's just him riding up on that bicycle. Have you ever wanted to fuck another bitch?
Totally true.
Yeah.
100% correct.
How about the one about the guy that cheated on his wife with cancer? It's true. A similar guy did something that cool years ago in Sacramento. In the 1980s, a man in Sacramento got an extra pussy.
Just stories of guys cheating and getting away with it.
Yeah. VH1 storytellers. Yeah. I wrote this song.
What about the guy whose wife's car broke down while he was at home having sex with her sister?
That well, one's true too.
It's true.
They're all true.
Yeah.
People should be with each other for a lifetime.
What about the one? Totally false. What about the bitch that thought she could cheat on her husband as well, and everything turned out okay? We made it up. It's completely false.
Women are to be conquered. Totally false.
Yeah. What about the guy that lied to his wife and said he entered a pussy-eating contest at the state fair?
And that's why his face smelled like pussy.
That's why he had a bunch of pussy juice in his beard. It's true. It's
true. I love it.
What about the guy that decided to not cheat on his wife and he remained happily married for the rest of his life? Not this time.
Not this time. Completely false.
Not this time.
No chance.
That one's bullshit.
That one's complete
that
bullshit.
That one's a bunch of shit.
Just one more pussy.
Coming up on Beyond Belief.
Give me one more little taste of clit.
A guy that was able to fuck a woman who works at Panda Express and his wife never found out about it.
Boo, 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 boo. Isn't that the X-Files?
Yeah. All of them have the same song.
Boo, doo, doo, doo.
Beyond Belief, a show where guys get extra pussy and their wives don't find out about it. Hosted by Jonathan Frakes.
Honey, what are you watching? Nothing.
I'm watching a fucking
show, you fucking bitch.
Stop. Oh, so I can't watch the show now. So the show.
He's just taking notes. He's got a fucking legal pad out. Yeah.
So now the shows describe my behavior.
Time that I can't watch shows, I guess. Oh, you watch the L Word. You're a fucking lesbian, huh? That's how it works?
You watch Sesame Street with the baby.
Oh, I'm a Muppet now.
I would think you're just a fucking blue bitch who lives in a trash can or something.
So I watch one little show about cheating on your wife
and
take notes.
And it's my favorite show because I like the guy from Star Trek. Because I think he's a good actor.
Sue me for liking him, bitch.
Yeah, he is.
Take me to fucking court.
No, it does count as acting. He's doing a good performance as this guy.
Oh, I'm sorry. I guess it's easy to act now. You fucking do. Oh, you host a show.
Oh, you can host a show now.
Oh,
you're good at acting. Maybe it's because you're the one who cheated.
Maybe it's
because
you're acting like a fucking bitch right now that you're good at
fucking sorry.
Acting.
I went too far with that one, you need to understand how angry you make me. What about the guy who was angry, so he cheated on his wife for getting
out of the market? Wait, just clicking, getting the remote. No, not this one. You're right, it's a bad show. And I wanna fuck a whore. That's not you.
What about the guy who pretended to have cancer so he could fuck a bunch of nurses?
The nurses.
So he could spend weeks in the hospital fucking all the nurses.
They have legally that if you press the button,
it's part of care.
They're on call.
It's in the Hippocratic Oath.
A similar story happened in Saudi Arabia.
It's like Dick Hippocratic
Oath. 1970s.
Saudi Arabia, you could film season after season of that show. Mm-hmm. They don't even. It's not even cheating. They just get extra
beyond
bitches.
Belief in Iran. Mm-hmm. They're like, "Hi, I am Jahanjar Frakes, and this is beyond the belief. And this is a story that is a Jewish man who took a baby and he fucked it and drank the blood from the baby so he could make breast milk himself. And it worked. And he sold the breast milk to Muslim and Christian families. But the milk was poison. And for 10,000 years, they become slaves to the Jew. That one was true. That one is a true story.
A story about a woman driving a car.
And there's a woman.
Totally false.
That one is fake.
That one is complete fiction.
About the story about a man who is gay but he lives happily in Iran. We made that up.
Wait, Iran's not that bad, is it?
Yeah. Aren't they cool?
It's bad.
Yeah, they make you get a pussy.
They make
whoa,
you become
really?
Trans,
they find out you're gay, they make you become trans.
Damn, the Middle East really got... Because they were
That's
cool.
why Trump wants to go to war with them. Because he thinks that's pretty jacked up.
Oh, really? It's for trans?
Like, I have a lot
of friends. It's for gay visibility?
I have a lot of friends in the LGBT community.
I love that he's like just in North Korea right now being like, it's great here. Everything's great. They got a lot of... It's the demilitarized zone is beautiful.
It's beautiful. There's good pussy here.
We've been... me and Kim Jong-un have been talking about the new Toy Story. Neither of us really understand it.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, if he was just like, if he started off with like, well, first of all, I just want to say that America's involvement in the Korean War was a genocide. And then like, after that, then did all the North Korea stuff. It would just be like an extremely woke
thing. It would be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a fucking tanky.
Yeah.
I want to suck your dick.
Who's that massacre? That happened in the Korean War.
The fuck lay, the my pussy I lie.
No, not my lie. It was like, wait, we did like a literal genocide. We killed like 50,000 civilians.
Jesus, really? In Korea? Yeah.
Well, in South Korea, it was like South Korean troops that did it under like authorization from...
Damn.
Who was the general Mick something?
MacArthur?
MacArthur.
And Mick E. Mouse.
I was confused all the...
Kill all the fucking Japs, huh? Stab any Jap you see, huh?
Mickey, we're Japanese. Korean.
Yeah, but the enemies are.
No, they're also Korean.
Oh, shut up.
We're all Korean here.
Oh, shit. Well, I killed a bunch of them.
I had a right-wing teacher in high school that used to get pissed off because he'd say that we didn't let him finish the job that he started.
In Korea?
In Korea, yeah.
Interesting. And he wanted to kill every Korean that lived, or?
Yeah, he said we should just kill them, you know. It was Clint Eastwood. My teacher.
Interesting.
Was Clint
Eastwood. Yeah.
By the way, movie recommendation. I watched The Mule on the way to Vancouver.
We don't recommend it.
I recommend it. Wholeheartedly recommend
no,
it.
No, actually, no. It's don't.
Clint has
don't
two
it.
Separate threesomes in the movie.
Oh, damn. Okay. Never
a man
mind.
Of 89
I'm flipping.
Years old.
Wait, did he write that and direct it?
Yeah, he did it all, baby.
Respect.
He makes a
bro.
Movie a year. The man is a machine.
He makes a movie a year, and in this one, he got two threesomes as an old ass man.
And it seemed like the
it and seemed it
like
simulated
the message
sex.
Of the movie
you know
was like
bad
this is his
how many
farewell.
Times his handlers have probably had to been like, we're not letting you make a George Zimmerman movie.
Just, I want to play the son of a bitch to put that animal down.
And they're like, no.
He does it in a fat suit, yeah. Just in brown face in yeah. a fat suit.
My name's Spick Hitler. Listen, buddy, I'm Spick Hitler. This is the night of long knives.
I have a movie recommendation. I just watched Black Swan for the first time, and it's good. It's a good movie, yeah. And there's a scene where Mila Kunis eats
Which
Natalie
one?
Portman's pussy.
Yeah, I like
and
that
And it was
part.
Awesome. Honestly, was fucking chubbed up, and I had just beat off earlier to a different thing. And still, and I had taken Adderall, so my cock was not at, you know, full mast, let's say, to begin with. And even with all of those things, and I was hungry, so, you know, that I don't have all my calories to get hard. Even against all of those obstacles, that particular scene was so horny that my cock was like, I would say, one-third hard.
Damn.
Which is nice.
Congrats.
Thank you.
Well, anyway, the mule seemed like it was kind of a farewell letter to, you know, filmmaking. But he's making another movie already.
Oh, really?
And it's about that guy, Timothy Jewell, who was, like, blamed for the Atlanta Olympics bombing.
But it wasn't him?
But it wasn't him. But he's filming it in Georgia, even though Hollywood has a boycott of Georgia because of the abortion ban. But Clint's like, I need to do it.
Fuck those whores.
Fuck these bitches.
Keep your legs together, you fucking whores.
Yeah, he rocks, dude.
Yeah, salute. Nick, it's your turn for a movie recommendation.
Oh,
we went around the room.
Boondock Saints.
That movie's tight.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty
sick. For thee, my love, for thee. My pussy in your cheeks.
The way they put pennies on.
The way they hit that fat lesbian lady.
What's her name? Chancey Douglas?
I don't know.
Oh, sorry.
Is that somebody?
No, I don't think so. I thought maybe that was her name.
That's a good name.
Yeah.
For a fat lesbian, Chancey Douglas.
Yeah.
But at the butcher shop, it's like the rule of thumb or something. Mm-hmm. And they just beat the shit out of a woman in the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They can just speak like six languages too. In hindsight, a lot of A lot of, Boondock Saints is that's what Mayor Pete based his life off of.
Oh, we got to do a recap of the Democratic debates.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I watched the first one. I only watched the end of the second one.
Shut up.
So let's do a recap. All right.
Yeah.
Who's gay?
That Joe bitch,
Biden,
Marianne.
Joe Biden was like, look, I want to make something clear. I don't need some black woman fucking ragging my ass all day long.
Finger Poppin' Joe is at it again, brother.
Yeah,
I saw on Twitter that he was at a gay like fundraiser. Or
yeah,
some
I
shit.
Saw that shit. He's like, look, 5 years ago, a gay waiter came by and he called him a faggot.
He literally said it 5 years ago. You could just mock a gay waiter, and no one would say anything.
And everyone thought that was cool.
He was the vice president.
five years ago, he was. Yeah.
He was already the vice president.
I think he might.
He's almost no longer the vice president.
Yeah, dude.
He might be more senile
than Trump.
Yeah. He fucking rules. He's such a fucking idiot, dude. Yeah. He keeps fucking up, and people are so stupid. I think he's gonna win. He stinks, dude.
He really does stink.
I think he's gonna probably.
I think he'll get the nomination.
Because here's the thing: all that like fucking clap back bullshit with fucking like. Kamala calling him out. It's like there's so many people that are just like, yeah, we want a fucking middle of the road.
Exactly. People like, yeah. And like people that are like, even like liberal people are like, oh, Bernie's too far to the left. Why don't we just pick a middle? Everyone will like Biden.
Yeah.
They just think, and they all, the same way they thought Hillary was automatic, they're like, well, Trump's not going to win. It's like, this just happened, you dumb motherfuckers.
Yeah.
That's why we gotta elect Marianne, that bitch that has crystals in her pussy. And
My dad made a joke on the phone. He
wants to have sex with her.
He does.
It would be okay if I just one time out of 40 years had sex with Marianne Williamson.
Mm-hmm. Just one time.
I heard this
immediately
song.
Immediately afterwards, realized how much he loves my mother.
I heard some good songs and I watched a TV show.
Well, the reason I said that was because of fake breasts. That's why I said it. Because he's.
I bet sticking your dick into Marianne Williamson's pussy sounds like an old windshield wiper.
Oh, I bet you she gets wet as hell.
I think so, too.
My dad, on the phone, he was like, do you think she had a yoni egg in her pussy?
That's a pretty good one.
That
from
was
Pops,
pretty funny. It made me laugh.
Maybe we should replace you with your dad.
Honestly,
he'd probably
would
be
awesome.
Better. Yeah, he can't
we should
rip.
Do it. That's why he hates you, because he's so much funnier than you.
Ooh.
No, he's not funny anymore.
But he used to be?
He used to be pretty funny, yeah.
Damn.
Although maybe I thought he was
funny. That looks
funny
cute, dude. Look at is that Oakland and San Francisco?
It's San Francisco. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Marin in San Francisco.
I want to go, dude.
And then Oakland's across the bay.
Oh, okay.
Oh, look at Mr.
Mr. Geography. Shut the fuck up.
Shut
up.
Golden Gate.
Stop
Park.
Trying to teach me shit, motherfucker.
Okay, I'm sorry, dude.
Shut the fuck up.
And there's the Presidio.
I told you to stop pointing at shit and trying to give me information.
I'm sorry, dude.
I'm not taking any of it in.
I thought I was going to take you on a virtual.
Shut up.
We're never going to go to Los Angeles.
Shut up.
I don't want to go in that city that we're looking at.
Yep.
It's not Los Angeles. It's San Francisco.
Wow. Couldn't even resist that one, huh?
Forget it, Jake. It's Chinatown.
Mm-hmm.
Classic line from the hit film Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Exactly.
Wait, isn't it from Chinatown?
Fuck. Forget it, Jake. It's Toontown. Did they say in that movie?
Maybe.
Forget it. Forget it, Eddie. It's Toontown.
So Jack Nicholson, they were just like, he was like, can I just be named Jack? And they were like, no. But how about Jake? She's like, okay.
That's what they do in all of his movies.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
The Shining.
He's named Jake.
Yeah.
Yep, he's named Jake and everything. Mm-hmm. What's that?
In Batman, his character is
the Jaker.
Listen, I have a request. I can't do a film unless the character's name is Jake. That's as far away from my own personality as I can get. And if you're unwilling to do that for me, I'm going to fake an Irish accent for half the film. I'm gay. The Knights of Columbus were true head crushers, real guineas. The chinks.
No, we don't have to. You don't have to do this.
You don't have to finish like, that.
Yeah, everyone YouTube this.
We let him ad lib. Actually, no one noticed it. He went into the edit bay right before the movie was released. It was just going to be images, shots of Brooklyn or Boston.
Boston.
Oh, thank you, Adam.
It takes place in Boston.
Thank you.
That's awesome that you had to let us know.
Yeah.
It's also good that you told us that.
A lot of people think it's a Brooklyn
movie. San Francisco and not Los Angeles.
I didn't.
That's the thing these mud-lipped Samoans don't understand.
He just goes, he has a list.
Just all the races. Yeah,
that's okay. That's okay. Like Scorsese's like, we don't have to get to all the races.
I looked him square in the eye and I said, listen to me, you Tongan wog. If you want to make it in Boston... You want to make it in Boston, New York. Boston, New York.
Boston. Shouts out to Boston Pizza in Canada, a fucking dumbass chain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Suck our dicks.
As you know, Boston, home of the pizza.
Yeah. The best pie.
Back in the old day here in downtown Canada, there was the Guineas. And there was the Vietnamese. And they all came together for one reason. To beat up the...
Okay, cut.
That's great. That's super great. We're going to move on to the next scene where you're in the bar.
Wait, whatever happened... Wasn't Scorsese going to make a movie with De Niro, Pacino, Pesci, like filmed in New York and shit?
Goodfellas, yeah.
Oh, the one where he's wearing platform shoes.
Oh, yeah. That's about some like...
The Irishman.
Some, yeah, it's some...
When the fuck is that coming out?
I think it'll probably come out soon.
I feel like it's been shooting for like 8 years. What do you guys think about that?
I think they should hurry up and make it.
Thank you.
They should hurry up and make a birthday cake for a dick to pop out of and go directly into Adam's ass.
I don't
like that, Jack.
My ass would be
happy
above
fucking
the...
birthday, idiot.
So wait,
you just
in this
had
scenario,
to let everyone know.
So
that
Jack,
San Francisco.
Just to be clear, in this scenario, Adam is inspecting the cake with his asshole.
Adam's hovering over the cake with his gaping ass.
You ever see that?
Is that how you eat cake, Adam?
Adam can't wait to envelop that cake with his stupid gay ass.
I'm a big fan of the
cake. And his asshole's puckering and quivering. And we look over at him, and he's blowing out the candles.
Ooh.
With my ass.
With his ass.
You can suck in air with your ass?
Well, I blow out wind through my
blow
ass.
Blow it out your ass.
Have you seen cake farts before?
Oh, of course.
It's the best.
I was horny for it, and then when she farted, I was mad.
The farting turned you off?
I didn't like it.
Oh, I found out something new about myself when I saw it.
There's a genre of world star.
I laughed so hard the first time
you?
I saw it. Yeah.
I did. I was unnerved, I believe.
I thought it was the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Because this is bare pussy and asshole, right? On a cake.
Bare pussy and asshole, and then she farts. She sits on it, and she
I mean,
farts.
You knew where it was going. It's called fucking cake farts.
Cake farts, yeah. They kind of buried... They kind of...
The opposite of buried the
Not
lead.
Buried the lead. They
put the lead right in your
put
ass.
Put the lead in the lead.
Mm-hmm.
They led with the lead. They buried the surprise.
Mm-hmm. And then I buried my dick in your ass cheeks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they should they should have called it Cake Sitters, and then the fart would have been the punchline.
That would be good.
And then that's...
No, but there's an elegance to naming your website cakefarts.com.
Yeah. Were there multiple Cake Farts videos?
I just remember the main one,
I think there was just one. But if it was a series, respect to them.
I think it was, but I think only one got major traction. Nick, do you want to weigh in? Do you know anything about Cake Farts? It seems like you would.
No.
You don't?
I don't know what Cake Farts is. Sorry.
What?
It's a girl sits on a cake with her bare pussy and ass.
You're Mr. Fucking Internet, dude.
Not anymore. I'm a 30-year-old man.
No, Cake Farts was like when we were like 14.
No, pull it up. Let's see if we still think it's funny. Yeah, I saw it when I was like 13, and I thought it was so cool and hilarious.
Yeah. I got a little horny.
I showed it to my teachers.
Because I could see a pussy, and I was like, nice. Because I don't think I was really jacking off to videos back then.
Well, streaming wasn't really as good.
I went to my friend.
High-speed internet was really...
I went to my buddy's house who had high-speed internet. I didn't have... I think I had dial-up. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't jacking... So just seeing a pussy kind of bending over and opening up was kind of like nice.
Yeah.
But then the fart really ruined it for me, man.
Should we have Vinny Beetle back on the podcast?
Well, I heard, Honestly, there's some drama. There's some trouble in paradise.
We should let him fucking have his say.
He rules, dude. I mean, he like robbed all of Bam's fans. And now he's like, now he's gone to Disney World. And he goes to Disney World and bought a Mickey Mouse fitted.
Which, by the way, kudos.
He's posting Instagram videos. He's like, I don't have any of the money. I'm just here in Disney World buying the most Vinny Beetle products.
I mean, kudos to Disneyland because it's
a
like...
A flat brim Mickey Mouse fitted.
Because trash is going to take their fucking non-married family, their children out of wedlock, to Disneyland. And it's going to be like the biggest deal of their lives.
Look, for some people, buying a ticket to an event promoted by Vinny Beetle and at Bam Margera's house, that's Bitcoin.
Yeah.
You took a huge risk.
Yeah, you lost.
And
but
the payoff, I mean, the payoff is that instead of it going to $1 million, you get to get shit on in a bathtub filled with piss by fucking...
Yeah, that's what you missed out. That's what you're mad you didn't get
himself.
To do.
Yeah.
Honestly,
there was an opportunity for that to happen. For like a Swedish screamo band to take a dump on your dick in the half pipe. You know, but instead you got played by Vinny Beetle, who took your
money,
who went to Disney World.
With your money.
With your money, which is just such a funny thing. You know, it's not like he escaped the fucking Havana.
Right.
He's at the Tower of Terror. Yeah. He's taking pictures with Cinderella in a fucking with like a Donald Duck branded wallet chain. Just blowing all the money in a gift shop.
Incredible.
In Disney World.
Yeah, he's buying $19 chicken tenders fucking...
He's taking your money and going to Disney World and buying an $85 fucking Why So Serious hoodie.
He fucking rocks, dude.
Yeah, honestly, like, for anyone I've ever met in my entire life, I think perhaps I had the least respect for him. You know, and now that I found out that this whole thing was a scam, I kind of really like him.
I do too, man, because he's like, you know what he is you can be such a fraud that you're authentic.
Yep.
You know, I mean, Vinny doesn't know any better. Vinny, the only thing Vinny can do is like be a con man forever.
You know? Is he even? I guess.
No, he's a con man. I mean, he's definitely a con man.
But did he fall into it? Like, how did this happen?
I think he's pulled it before.
Yeah, it's a bunch of people warned me about him whenever like I first did it.
Oh, really?
We had him on. Yeah.
Oh, respect then.
Yeah. People are like, hey,
he finds like new comics and then like. I guess ask them to invest in a show.
That's awesome.
So he's like, if you give me $2,000 in 8 weeks, I'll turn it into $6,000. The premise is that he needs the money to set up like some bringer show or something. And then it just doesn't
That's
pay
awesome,
people.
Dude.
Yeah, no, if you go to his Facebook, he's like, just had an like sickest hot dog at fucking skate park hot dogs. There's someone in the comments that's like, Vinny, my brother has cancer and he needs that $6,000.
Brogdon's going to the Pacers.
I know, man. I know. I was trying to be a professional. I saw it. Fuck. That sucks. I mean, you know what? Fuck Milwaukee.
And
I don't
Bogdanovich
care.
Is going to Utah. Okay, sorry.
Really? Bogdanovich to Utah is actually nice. That's really nice. Yeah. Utah's
going to
be
all right.
Fuck! I mean, whatever. Giannis is just going to leave in a couple years. That's fine. But Milwaukee's fucked. Fucking, they chose fucking Bledsoe over Brogdon. Why the fuck did they give him that extension anyway? I'm going to be a pro, and we're going to talk about how fucking much of a bitch Vinny Beetle
yeah,
is.
Yeah, back to Vinny. Yeah, what a fucking character.
Yeah, let's have him back on. Mm-hmm. I want him to get his side of the story.
Was he scamming that fat boy that he was with, the open micer, his friend? Elias or whatever his name
no,
was?
No, I mean, I don't think the guy's evil.
Elazar.
No, he's just a guy that's like, you know, I mean, yeah, he's a con artist. He's like, needs to get his money. I mean, it's not like he's rich.
No.
Right.
He's surviving, and this is like how he knows how to, like, that's like, you know, he just drags people down with
that's
him.
That's what makes it. That's what makes it kind of appealing. It's like
he's like, yeah, he's like an absentee father that's like, I'm gonna make it there for your birthday this year, Sarah. And then Sarah, like, you know, she's like, this has happened every year of her life.
Of course,
but she's 14 now, and she's like, maybe she's a grown up, and she can connect with her dad on some level.
Yeah,
that, you know, he like maybe she can just show him that she loves him anyways. And then, you know, he's like, sorry, I had to go to, I was selling fucking nitrogen balloons in the parking lot of WrestleMania. So I missed your birthday again because I have this.
But
this
I had a nice scam going.
I had this nitrogen balloon deal because I was trying to save up for a bus ticket so I could take you to Disney World. And then she's like seeing the pictures of him at Disney World by himself.
Dude, if he's by himself,
yeah,
that would be the best thing of all time. No,
yeah, with some woman he met at fucking like happy hour at TGI Fridays. He's like, yeah, I actually run the karaoke here. So, 37-year-old divorced Latina. Vinny, you stupid.
Stop playing.
I want to take you to Disney World.
I'm going to take you to the most romantic place on
Disney
Earth.
World. And then he's like looking at his phone. They're in the fucking like Motel 6. 35 minutes outside of Orlando. Just
my man's in Jupiter, Florida.
Yeah, just not even close to it. And then, like, in the Econo Lodge
in Kissimmee, St. Cloud.
Yeah, down like
it's nice.
Right, an hour outside of an evacuation route in the middle of the woods, and he's looking at his phone. He's like, "Fuck, it's my daughter's birthday. I forgot." He's like that kind of guy.
He's like, babe, can I hold your phone?
Yeah, yeah.
Because his fucking service is cut off.
Yeah, right. He's like, can I call my daughter from your phone?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like perfectly clear on her phone. But he's like, listen, I love you, but I'm breaking up and the service isn't good. I'm on someone else's phone, and like, I've been trying so hard to get to you, but my phone's messed up, and the battery's low on this one, but I love you, and I can't wait to see you, and we're going to make it up
for
you.
I'm going to make this up to you,
I'm
going to
make it up for you, like, because you're my girl. You're my number one, and I can't wait to see you and get home. And can you put your mom back on the phone real quick? Yeah, listen, I'm not going to be able to do the child support this month. And I would appreciate it if you didn't report me, because I need my driver's license for work.
I mean, yeah, 100%.
Yeah. What do you mean you saw the pictures of me at Shoney's? Oh, so I can't have dinner now.
Shoney's. He's posting pictures at Shoney's.
Yeah, he rules, dude.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just to be that, yeah. I mean,
he'll never have more than $5,000.
Yeah, I texted him. I was like, "You're like Ricky from Trailer Park Boys, but yeah, you're like a real guy. You're like, if Ricky was like absolutely real."
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, my girl's crazy. She's got like 8 earrings.
Yeah.
It's one of the best brags I've ever heard.
He said like 4.
It wasn't even that
so
many.
Manageable.
Yeah, my girlfriend's got like 4 here.
Yeah, so open invite, Vinny, Vincent, if you'd ever like to
come
back.
Come back, Vinny. I'll give you my social security number if you do the show again.
He doesn't know how to do those.
No, he doesn't. That's too high level. Yeah.
Yeah. Now he's like, his next thing is like selling a handicapped person's seizure medication to high schoolers.
He'll buy a pill press. He'll, like, find a way to make fake pills.
Oh, that'd be cool.
That'd be tight.
Yeah. We should actually invest in that.
That's how, what's his name died? Lil Peep.
Yeah.
From but, fake Xanax.
I don't know. Yeah, the deal
but
is,
didn't they
I
put
guess,
fentanyl in it?
They put fent in it.
Yeah. We wouldn't put fent in it.
He's been we refunding people. He tells me that I didn't hear his side of the story.
Nice.
And it's like, I didn't even really hear Bam's.
Yeah, we don't know what's going on. It's just funny that you're having a war on Instagram. Clearly, maybe, I mean, you're both stealing from people. Mm-hmm. There's no way people aren't getting stolen from one way or the other.
That concert sounded like it was going to be sick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who do you have? Machine Gun Kelly or something?
Machine Gun Kelly was going to be there.
That's pretty sick.
He couldn't. He's not friends with Him anymore. But it was a Him cover band.
Oh, Bam had a falling out with Him.
I don't know, but I'm guessing. It would be so funny if you had a Him cover band playing.
Yeah. Let me see.
Damn. I'm fucking upset about.
There's this lesbian girl in high school that hated me, and she.
Oh, I know her.
She would wear Him. Hardogram shit all the time.
Really?
Yeah, she fucking hated me. And like Invader Why? Zim shit.
Why?
Because
she wanted to fuck you?
Because I was probably an asshole. At the time,
you were homophobic.
No, not because of that. No. Yeah, no, she was annoying. You know, she was just an annoying. She was like a, you know, the one that raises their hand first and like, you know.
That was you.
She was like, can I have more homework kind of person?
Yeah, so you?
It wasn't me, dude. I was the opposite.
Got a refund for the Castlevania event at his house, where they came and skate the barn or got some art or something. So I hope this video gets out to as many people as it can. Please hit me up if you have not gotten a refund to that party, because I know I spoke to at least 50 of you guys. And hit me up and I'll send you his way, because if people are going to his house saying that I never gave them their money back for the party, well, I wasn't in control of those funds. So as far as the comedy shows that we booked, I am completely responsible for producing those events. And Bam, with the pressure of his family and Steve-O and everybody,
Steve-O
forced me to cancel everything. And
Steve-O forced Vinny to cancel.
He didn't want to make the Instagram videos for unless I sent him more money. And I wasn't sure if he was going to show up sober or not, because in New York City, as you see on TMZ, he went crazy and canceled two shows in one night.
I saw that.
My fault, but he's got to own it too.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
He just wants the truth out there.
Yeah, that's a shitty position to be in.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Well, prayers up for Vincent Beadle. I hope he's getting his cock sucked in at the Epcot Center.
Yeah.
And I hope he returns home strong and mighty and free of controversy. And he's welcome to come air his side of the story.
Yeah. But he's such a talented comic, you know.
Yeah. Well, he.
We're all such troubled people. You
what
know?
We got? Hold on, Nick's
us
got
clowns.
Something. No, he said there's another post here. It says, "Dear Bam fans, DM me. I'm contacting everyone who bought tickets to make this right. Although I didn't organize the event, we will make sure everyone is happy."
Hmm.
So I don't know if he even organized that party.
I mean, Bam's also a fucking lunatic.
Yeah.
Like, it's very possible that he's just.
Yeah.
You know.
No, I'm Team Bam for life, for sure.
Not me, dude. I'm Team Don Vito. My loyalties died when Don Vito died. R.I.P. R.I.P. He was set up by those children he molested.
Mm-hmm.
They
People
were fucking
talk
plants,
about that
dude.
Enough.
They were plants. Everyone wants to see
kids lie.
A strong man taken down, a
exactly.
pillar of his community.
Yeah, he was a philanthropist.
Mm-hmm.
He was a great man.
Oh, yeah.
You guys want to get food after this?
I'll go with you.
Probably not.
I'm sleepy. I opened the online store back up.
Oh, with the t-shirts?
Yeah, and so now I'm going to have to spend the night fucking printing out shipping labels and fucking...
Oh, shit.
That's fun. You
That'll
like doing
shit
like that,
project.
Though.
Yeah, you like
Sometimes.
That
well, it stresses me out because it's like I don't want to fuck it up. And it's like, it's surprisingly very hard not to... Like, no matter how much I focus on shit like that, like... I fuck it up.
Why don't you take Adderall?
That's why I liked woodworking, because if you fuck something up, you lose your hands.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. There's a real price to pay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You guys want to go see Midsommar?
What's that?
It's the guy that made Hereditary, his new movie.
I do, but
Hereditary
not
was boring.
I'm tired.
I didn't think it was scary at
you
all.
You didn't like Hereditary?
I didn't understand
Hereditary
it.
Hereditary rocked.
It went over my head.
Yeah, you are stupid. As an intellectual, I did enjoy it very much.
No,
so.
I mean, I'll concede that I like just did not understand anything about
what
that
is movie. There to understand.
It's a cult. It's a satanic cult. They found a girl that's
it's
ugly.
It's like Rosemary's Baby, kind of.
Wait, but Hereditary. It's not. I mean, it's like
they're trying to.
No,
give
man, it's not a, enough of. It's about schizophrenic motherfuckers.
What?
What?
Hereditary.
What are you talking about?
That's what I'm thinking of, right?
This, no, it's a scary movie that came out last year.
Hold on. You haven't even seen the movie.
It's about this satanic cult.
It's about a satanic
like trying to like have the trying to like give birth to like the new
spot. It's that bitch with the fucking clicks.
The
ugly little girl.
The ugly little girl.
No, it is about schizophrenic motherfuckers.
No, you say like, oh, it's like Rosemary's Baby, and like, yes, I guess it's like Rosemary's Baby in the sense that there is like
the cult is trying to do the
cult, same
thing.
They're trying
There's
to create
no
a
cult. The mom has schizophrenia, and the fucking kid has schizophrenia.
No, the boy becomes the new Satan.
Come on, man, he's hallucinating all that shit.
What?
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Maybe I didn't get it.
I think it's like an allegory for schizophrenia.
Maybe.
But what do I know? I just have a big ass delicious penis.
I went to see it because
well, that's
I
not true. So the movie thing can't be true.
Yeah. The guy who made it is the same guy who made that thing about the son who rapes his dad.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
yeah. That's why I went to see Hereditary.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
were like,
me
what
too.
The fuck?
Yeah.
No one's fucking their dad in this.
That's not what I said. I just yeah, didn't get it.
I heard you say it.
It was like, no, it was just like, yeah, it was like, this girl's ugly and like, it's a cult. I don't care.
No, it was cool. It wasn't the cult. I mean, it was not even about the cult. It's
so
about
it's
like
about,
the mom.
It's about schizophrenia.
No, but okay. On the base level, then yeah, it's sort of about the cult, I guess. But that guy's not really Satan. I think he's hallucinating all that shit. I think he his like. Anyway, whatever. I don't give a fuck. It was a good movie.
That guy, what's his name? Is in it? Gabriel Byrne from Miller's Crossing. He plays the dad.
What's with the little girl's head getting fucking knocked off?
Yeah, by that sign or whatever. Yeah.
That's real.
That really happened.
Yeah.
The little girl really died when they made it.
Yeah, they chopped that fucking bitch's head off.
You know, honestly, she looked like an owl. She
that was a freak
it.
Accident, and it fucked her mom has it's like schizophrenia or some shit.
You know the other one that was bad that came out a couple of years ago, Mommy Dearest. Did you see that? It's like this Austrian like horror movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that one was not good either.
I never saw it.
Yeah. Babadook was great.
That's Australian?
It's Jamaican.
Jamaican.
Yeah, Babadook.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's the fucking Babadook now.
They got a creepy long fingered man.
Oh, he's got long
here.
Fingers, man.
And he's got a Baron Samedi hat on and he's coming through and he's gonna gonna make the little boy act bad. Piece off his titty mom.
I didn't see Babadook. Yeah, Babadook was good.
I'll watch that shit.
But no, that's
Hereditary
your,
was
that's
good,
your takeaway.
Bro.
It's good because it's about something and you figured it out.
What?
Hereditary. That it's about.
No. I remember watching it and being like, "Damn, this is fucking wild." Because the whole time I'm like, "Is this really
there's
magic?"
There's movies that I like.
Is it real magic?
No, in the movie is because clearly the fucking. First of all, you fucking. I'm not that fucking stupid.
I know. But, I'm teasing.
Just as stopping in a movie theater, taking up an entire row, just coming with popcorn everywhere. Wow. Just all these families. You're like, how is that man so large? It's funny to just imagine you as like comically fat.
Right.
Well, I got really scared and probably kind of distracted when I saw the movie because like four seats down from me, I went to see it with Dasha like in the middle of the day, like on a weekday. Yeah. And four seats down from me, there was a
three
guy.
Three guys blowing each other.
No. Yeah. That would have been way better.
It's just every time you go to the movies.
Yeah, I just see a lemon party
just
happen.
Just following
yeah.
you. And then it's you about schizophrenia.
Those old French-Canadian men
it's
blowing
true.
Each other?
Yeah. You know, because there's other movies. Like The Witch, I recognize.
Witch
as,
rocked.
Like, I recognize as good. But it didn't do it. It didn't do it for me.
I love that shit. You know what? I felt similarly about The Witch as I did... That The Witch, it was like, damn, I just want to see the movie where this bitch is being a witch now.
Yeah, it's like,
you know what I mean?
There's movies where I can recognize, like, I like The Witch as, like, a package, but it's like, I don't really...
I bet you like that package.
It's like, I don't really... Yeah, like, it wasn't scary to me.
No, it wasn't scary, but it was suspenseful.
Not even for me, you know?
I guess.
It's like there's movies like There Will Be Blood, you know. It's like a lot. Actually, a lot of P.T. Anderson
scared.
Shit is like I understand why someone would like this, but it's not for me.
Oh, you don't like P.T. Anderson?
Not really.
Do you like Boogie Nights?
Yes, but that one kind of stands alone.
Yeah. What else did P.T. Anderson do?
The Master. There Will Be Blood.
The sewing movie?
The Will Be Blood disc does go off, but I didn't really truly get it that
much. Boogie Nights?
Boogie Nights rocks.
Boogie Nights is like my favorite movie.
I like because you can see his cock at the end.
It's fake. It's a prosthetic.
I know, but I like it.
Just so you know, that's...
Props to Mark Wahlberg for playing it off like it wasn't.
Respect.
Every girl should know that it's a fake dick. Just so you know. Just any girl listening.
Don't fuck
all
12
girls listening should know that that's not a real penis. Right.
Don't fuck. Instead, fuck Adam.
Yeah, fuck me.
Instead of fucking Mark Wahlberg.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
Yeah, no, I like...
Here's what I think about Hereditary real quick. I think the fucking grandma had fucking schizophrenia. I think the fucking mom had schizophrenia.
The grandma was the devil.
No, motherfucker. She was hallucinating all that dumb shit. And then the mom...
Who was hallucinating?
The mom had it under control. She was fucked, but then she was hallucinating all that dumb bitch that was the mom's friend. That was whatever. And then the fucking son also had it. And he fucking freaked out at the end. He killed his mom. And he thought it was fucking the devil, but he did it. That's what I think happened. And if there was, if we dwell in a real magical world in that shit, then I was also interested in that sense. But half the movie's like, oh shit, is this real? Is it a fucking mental illness? Who fucking knows?
I like their house in the movie.
House was cool.
Yeah.
And if it was real, fuck damn, we just spoiled the shit out of this movie.
Who fucking cares?
Rosemary's Baby's great.
Yeah.
That movie fucking is awesome.
Never seen it.
It's so good.
That's probably why you like Hereditary, because you've only seen bad movies.
No. I've seen...
This is like when Wardell saw Spring Breakers and he wouldn't shut up about...
No, it's
now
not
I know
like
what
that.
Art is.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
not like
remember
that.
Remember that?
At all.
He was just all over social
he
media
was
like, this is
about
truly
it
art. I have to go see it again. It's like...
No, it's just... He's
why don't you just watch five more movies first?
Yeah, watch different
because
movies.
Because there's no branding
there's so
opportunity
many good
to
movies
that.
That are out there.
Yeah.
You know?
Because that aligned with his brand.
The thing about Brandon Wardell is he's what you would call a fag. Back in the day, you'd call a guy like that a fag.
Jack. Cut Jack. Who's right. this kid? Brandon, what the hell are you talking about?
Jack, that's our friend.
The Democratic debates.
5 years ago, you could call those guys fags. Now everyone's got their panties in a knot. That's
damn.
The way they like it. Joe shoved Biden. Up their ass, their penis attached to the back.
They tie their penis in their underwear and
put it
in
be,
their own
it was
ass.
Only the broads that had their panties in a knot, and now it's the fellas. Or is it their dick? And you don't know which bathroom you're supposed to use.
And then the whatever Rolling Stones song starts off that
music. Yeah, give me shelter. Yeah.
Just shots of Boston.
Bum, 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 bum.
Back in the day, the only thing you had to worry about was your wife fucking the mailman. Now you have to worry about your wife turning into the mailman. She's going to get a piece of her leg cut out, sewed onto her pussy so you can't fuck it anymore. And now she's a fella, and if you don't suck that dick every day, you're a racist.
The Departed.
I want to watch The Departed again.
Oh, give me shelter. And so fuck my ass, I'm gay. Yeah, it'd be fun. I might do that. Just take the opening and just do like a couple of passes with different narrative at the beginning.
I mean, what you just said was fucking hilarious. Now you got to worry about your wife becoming the mailman.
Yeah.
Back in the day, you weren't allowed to fuck kids, and you still can't, but you can turn them into a girl.
Damn, would you be mad if your wife transitioned?
No, I would stay with her because I love the person.
Yeah. Well, you would get so much side
and everyone
pussy.
Would be like...
You would get so much side
so much
pussy.
Side pussy, and everyone would be like...
Yeah, my wife transitioned.
Everyone would be like, you're such a good such a good guy. You know?
Yeah. Yeah,
a lot of women stay with their husbands when they transition.
Do they?
No, I don't know. That's what I don't know.
That's why we should marry bi girls.
Stay
to be
with
safe
your wife
in case we become trans. Mm-hmm. Dude, I'm about to go 4.
They used to let you get your dick cut off and keep your wife.
Oh, my dick is soft.
Oh, my dick again. Soft. Yeah, I like that one.
I'm fucking gay. I see a small dick and I want to suck it off.
That's not in that movie.
No, I know. But
that one is in Stir of Echoes, though.
What the fuck is that?
That it was like a Kevin Bacon movie that's kind of a Shining ripoff, or at least an homage to The Shining.
A homage?
Yeah, Kevin Bacon, who's like, it's interesting that he's had like such a career.
Yeah, truly.
Yeah,
he's
constantly really in shit.
Probably still his best, probably his best performance.
Mystic River.
Donnie Darko.
Mystic River.
Footloose.
When he plays the child molester or something.
Mystic River.
I've never seen Mystic River.
Yeah. Donnie Darko is like, I was associated
with. Hold on a second.
You're
telling
like
me that Jimmy knows that there's a river here that's mystic?
Is that the plot?
Yeah.
To find the magical river?
The plot is Tim Robbins is raped by a priest as a boy.
Damn.
And he's kidnapped and raped for 2 weeks and he escapes. And then his friends aren't allowed to hang out with him anymore. So they grow up and one of the friends becomes a cop. The other one becomes like a criminal. And then
wait, isn't that another movie Kevin Bacon was in where he was the rapist?
No, that's Hollow Man.
Yeah, he like rapes a bunch of kids in a jail.
No, you're thinking of Sleepers.
That's a good ass
Sleepers,
movie.
Yeah, where the kids all go to jail
and they
yeah.
fuck him up at the end. Because
they kill that.
Yeah, because they push that cart.
They push the cart down the stairs.
Subway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? They go to jail for that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot the specifics. I just know that Kevin Bacon has his way with their asses.
Yeah.
Which is pretty fucked up.
Ooh,
if you ask me.
Give me
he's
asshole.
A really weird looking guy. His face is very skeletal.
He's yeah. hot, dude.
He's hot.
You're
you
mad
wish
he's hot.
He looked like that.
Kevin
You're
Bacon.
Jealous. Yeah. He's hot.
He's got perfect goy nose. It's like a little bit upturned, not pretty Damn. Small.
You spend a lot of time thinking about that.
I think about nose shape all the time. Of course. What else could I think of?
Yourself.
Your nose is not even that big, man.
It's not that bad. Yeah.
It's more your whole attitude and vibe that's mm-hmm. the problem.
Mm-hmm. Bad personality.
You
personality.
Got a bad attitude, man.
Stupid.
You're in for an attitude adjustment.
You need an attitude adjustment. I pulled down my pants and attitude adjuster is written yeah. in very small font
Back
on my penis.
Back in the day, you could put a fish hook through a Chinaman's eye and still go on to start your own rap group. Now you plant a rice cooker in the middle of the marathon and everyone's calling for the death penalty. Ooh, give me shelter.
Hell yeah. That's beautiful, Jack. Thank you. Very good.
Jack, great stuff there.
Oh, my fucking
used to be a retard, wanted to go to Harvard. He just had to do a couple of faggot math problems down in the basement. But now you just need to be a faggot, and they'll put you on the admissions list free of charge.
I don't think that's how it works, Jack.
Ooh, yeah.
There's no way you can fuck my ass.
How about this this Vietnamese journalist that got fucking
What happened?
Wrecked.
I haven't even
Nick
paid.
Go?
Yeah, Andy
Nyo.
Nyo. Andy Nyo.
Andy Nyo pussy for you.
Nope, Nyo pussy for gay Andy.
Nyo pussy for gay Andy.
What? I don't even know what.
He is actually gay, isn't he?
Yeah. I don't know what
Yeah, he's actually
is.
Gay.
It's like a right-wing news site?
It
yeah.
sounds stupid. That's
like,
a stupid
It sounds like
name.
Toilet paper.
Yeah, it sounds like, yeah, Gillette.
Yeah. But I thought it was Australian.
I don't fucking know. What the fuck are you asking me for?
Whatever. Who cares?
And who is it? What happened? I don't even know where the... this happened in San Francisco?
In Portland.
In Portland, there was like some Antifa parade or something.
They all fucking dressed in black. Yeah,
he showed up to take pictures and be like, why are you guys doing, you know, blah, 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 blah. And then they threw milkshakes at him and one guy decked him and fucked up his eye.
Nice.
And now it's like people on the left being like, he's not a fucking journalist, you know.
Yeah.
And which like, that is stupid. I mean, he writes things. Just because he has shitty opinions doesn't mean he's not a journalist.
Sure.
And then I guess
Could everyone, I be a journalist?
All the alt-right guys are now spreading this rumor that they put concrete mix in the milkshakes.
So he becomes nice. Like a stone man.
But
so you become
not,
a superhero?
First of all, I don't know if you've ever mixed concrete, but you can't just...
Yeah, you can't do it in a fucking paper cup.
You can't do it... Well, I mean, you probably could, but it's like finicky, and you can't just like dump it in...
It dries
a
little, it dries quickly.
With milk,
yeah.
with like a bunch of other shit in there. It's just not going to solidify. Also, like, even if it did solidify, I don't understand what you think is going to happen. It's just a thicker milkshake? I don't...
No, it would be a fucking rock. You would just be throwing a rock at him, basically.
Yeah, but even if you threw a cup of water with rocks in it, it's not that much different than just throwing a milkshake at somebody.
No, it's different.
All right. I mean, why not just get a milkshake? Why not get a blizzard?
Mm. You guys want to go for blizzards after this?
I do, but no. Yeah, Dairy Queen sponsors the new Blizzard Throw It anti-fascist. If you really hate
That's
fascism,
praxis.
You'll come to
that is
Dairy
praxis.
Queen. MasterCard presents new quick pay. So if you want to, I want to tweet at MasterCard and just be like, I just used MasterCard quick pay to buy gay sex at a truck stop. I'm sucking a man's dick.
Happy Pride.
At the Patterson, New Jersey truck stop, thanks to MasterCard. I'm stopping Trump by barebacking.
Mm-hmm. By getting gonorrhea from a trucker.
Yeah, I'm cutting up a bunch of cocaine with my MasterCard and, and doing poppers and having...
Salute to Pride, by the way.
Yeah. Apparently, like, there was people spray painting over the MasterCard logo, and then the city was, like, quick to fix it.
At Pride?
Yeah, at Pride.
Oh, did MasterCard, they sponsor Pride?
They paid for everything.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah, no, I watched some of the coverage of... I was sitting in a restaurant earlier, mm-hmm. and they just had it on. All the floats come by. There's the MasterCard float, the HSBC float, the Bravo Network float. I mean, it's like just...
They love Bravo, those fellas.
Sure, but I mean, it's
was
like...
Was there a prep float? There should be stuff that gay guys like. There should be.
I mean, they do like
a flowy
Bravo.
Blouse float.
Yeah,
crop tops. I saw a lot of crop tops.
Yeah,
at Pride.
Mm-hmm.
I missed Pride this year. I was at the beach.
Mm-hmm.
With who?
But it's like brands used to
With
be
my
like
boyfriend.
Aware of how people could read that as like the cynical and honest reading of like their
sure.
appropriation of that kind of shit. But because, like, woke people have, like, blown the doors off that kind of criticism or they just don't care.
Now every ad is woke.
Yeah, every ad is going to be woke because it's, like, they'll never recognize it for being, yeah, as, like, cynical as it is.
Yeah.
They're on board with it. Like that fucking, like, the...
That's what they want.
The pink fighter jets for fucking breast cancer is, like, they could not be more excited about stuff like that.
Yeah. They had pink buckets at KFC for breast cancer when, like, heart disease kills way more people.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's not start, you know. I would like to see the facts on
How about
that.
Shart disease?
Mm-hmm.
What's that? You shit your pants till you die?
You shit your pants till you die.
Fuck. I hope that doesn't happen to me. Oh, my dick is hard now.
Ooh, eat me, asshole.
And I wanna fuck a man. Thank you.
Ooh, I am a faggot.
Ding.
Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, 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 ding. Correct. Incredibly correct. Very ass-fucking-true. Ooh, Rubio to the fucking sun. Oh, that's old.
Marco Rubio?
That's old news.
My
dick is small. You have a little ass penis?
I would very much like to have sex with Marianne Williamson, though.
Marianne Williamson? Yeah. Mary D. Williamson?
You know she gives good top.
Dude, you know she, like...
She does wild
She's like one of those
penis.
Older ladies that's, like, a sex nerd. She's, like, she knows...
Mm-hmm.
She'll teach you...
I bet you she would, like, twirl my...
To have sex.
Yeah.
And she loves foreskin.
She
loves
Probably
her.
Does.
Yeah, I would love to fuck her and be like, damn, I bet this would have felt so good 400 years ago.
I wonder how pussies stay intact.
No, she probably like does Kegels,
oh,
keeps her shit
Kegels.
Tight. Mm-hmm. She looks good, dude.
Yep.
I don't understand.
What? How is she running for president? Like, what is her qualifications?
Love.
Love.
Yeah. She drives a Volkswagen Beetle.
Who was she? Who like
she's got
what's
a bunch Oprah's
of bracelets
advisor.
And rings, and she Hell like yeah. she's Sarah basically.
Yeah.
Wait, she's Oprah's spiritual advisor. Is that
yeah.
true?
And she like wrote a bunch of books
that's
about like
awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
So she's just some dumbass.
Dude, I love that fucking
yeah,
soundbite
yeah.
bit from
totally
that soundbite bit from the debate where she's like. She's like, we don't have a healthcare country system in this country. We have a sickness care system in this country.
Sounded good. And it's like, I don't know what that like, means, no. But
it's like when you go to like a family event and like everyone's drunk and your aunt's like, I'll tell you what he is. He's a pussy grabber. And then everyone just kind of glosses over it because it's like, oh, you've had like 9 mimosas.
And you're drunk again. Yeah. And we don't want to start a big family fight. But, yeah, so
Beth,
everyone has to ignore it.
Come on, Beth, shut. We listened to your whole thing about how you can drink battery acid to cure cancer.
Yeah, and you haven't kept a job for over 2 years. Yeah, the entire not family not is supporting
at all.
You.
Right.
Yeah.
You still think it's Woodstock.
Yeah.
Damn.
You know. It's a fucking it's the Tony Soprano's sister character type.
Yeah.
Shouts out to her.
My favorite thing about her is that
age,
Rolling
the new
Stones,
age the new age boomer tat. The new age boomer narcissist is what that is.
Yeah.
Great brand.
I got a bunch of those in my family. Yeah. And let me tell you, I fucking hate them, dude.
We don't have any of those, dude. We're too foreign for that shit.
Yeah, I don't know if I told you the story. I went to like a Zendo once where, you know, they're sitting and then you like talk afterwards. And there was these Jewish women there, these like middle-aged Jewish women. And afterwards, at like the Dharma talk, like the guy leading the thing was like a, I mean, not necessarily a monk, but you know, like a lifelong Buddhist or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he owned the property and he would lead the Dharma talk. But it was like open for anybody to share any thoughts they had or questions or whatever. Yeah. And this woman is like, I would like to say that it was very nice sitting with you. I practiced in the Soto style of Buddhism for many, many years. I went to, and then she just starts rattling off like this shit.
Oh my God.
So annoying.
Yeah, and the fucking older guy was just so dismissive of her. He's like, yo, who cares? He's like, so what? You know? Because she's just trying to like... She's trying to brag, and he recognized that immediately, and which is like kind of counterproductive to the whole.
It's like whenever you go to a Q&A,
yeah,
everyone's question.
But she was so immediately like just offended and kind of off put that he wasn't like, wow,
yeah. Oh yeah,
yeah. It was
she wanted that so bad.
Yeah.
At a Q&A, everyone's question is like about showing off what they know, and then there's really no question at the end.
I can't even imagine asking a question at a Q&A.
It's super embarrassing.
What the fuck, dude.
Well, I would just say Baba Booey, Baba Booey if they gave me the mic.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I can't imagine what kind of Q&A I would go to.
I've been to, like, screenings that have the director at them afterwards.
Yeah.
Yeah, let some motherfucker do.
You should just go to all of them at Metrograph and be like, will you do my podcast?
You should.
A question. And I'm expecting an answer.
That is a question.
Yeah. I'm putting some feelers out there to get OJ on the pod. Don't get excited, though, folks.
Well, why would you even say it?
Well, you know, maybe they could
talk
tweet
about,
at him.
I don't talk about
like,
my
OJ,
feelers.
Please go and come to
I don't talk about my feelers out loud.
Yeah, dude.
Well, yours are probably more realistic.
They're dried up.
But if we go...
John McAfee. Fucking
is that dried
bowl.
Up?
I just haven't texted him.
Text him, dude.
That'd be
we'll awesome. Go out to North Carolina. We'll fucking
let's go to North Kakalaki.
We'll do like weird research chemicals with him.
Yeah.
Trip out on at the fucking on.
It
on
is pretty tight to be
banks.
Like fucking 87 years old, and you're like, yeah, blow, getting travel tattoos.
Yeah, that guy rocks. That's when it's cool again.
Yeah.
Like doing fucking gay shit when you're old makes it cool.
Yeah.
How much money does he have from the antivirus?
Probably hundreds of millions of dollars.
Dude, that's so sick.
You think he'll give us a million if we ask him?
He's like a rich guy that like, he already had money and then he bought a bunch of fucking Bitcoin.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, he's loaded.
Is he like a libertarian?
Ooh, suck my asshole.
Oh, my dick is small.
Well, folks, I think it's too hot to.
Dude, so I'm sweating.
Folks, that'll do it for us. Hey, yeah. If you're around New York this Tuesday, come to my show at the Stand. Next week, come to fucking Funny Moms on the 8th. Tuesday the 2nd, Fat Tuesdays with your boy Stavros Hacks. We got Gary Goldman, Yamanika Saunders, Sam Morrell, Emmy Blotnick. The 8th, we got Funny Moms. We have not booked it, but it'll be good.
It'll be phenomenal.
And so we have Funny Moms every Monday, and then I do a show at the Stand now every Tuesday. So come out to either one of those. Suck, fuck, get your penis rubbed. The Stand is now at Union Square. So that's pretty central.
Easy to get to.
Do we have any? We don't have any road dates, do we?
Nothing set, but watch this.
We're trying, baby. We're trying to get on the road. Everyone in America that's like, you went to two countries that are not America first. That's valid, but we are actually trying to get one together, hopefully, for October and November. So we'll see, babies. We'll let you know soon. Thanks for listening. Come give us head. Bye.